Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello and good evening, everybody, everywhere in this beautiful, glorious world of ours. What a fantastic week we've had so far. It's just been a really busy week for me, really. More organising of different shows that are going to happen and investigations that are going to happen and so on. Obviously, you can catch me at my website as well, which is www.nick-humphries.com, or on the Facebook, International Medium Nick Humphries. The number you need to ring tonight if you want to do get in to have a reading is, for the States, it's 760-283-4611. Everywhere else outside the States, it's prefixed with 760-283-4611. I always get the two mixed up for some reason. Or, of course, you can get in free, which is on www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And you can click on the Skype button and you can get into the calling system there free of charge. But be aware that the 001, the prefix number, is outside of your states and it is a chargeable call. So, as you know, my show consists of, sometimes I get a guest coming in. Last week we had the fantastic Grant Collier coming in on the show. Fantastic guy. And he's a guy that I have spoken to rather a lot over the last few weeks and got to know quite well, and looking forward to actually meeting him in the flesh, so to speak, when we do some shows. We're doing the Mike Spirit Roadshow, of course, which will be next year. So, and obviously, just everybody else that's in the chat room, I'd like to say hello to them and welcome. And I know who we've got here. We've got Santa Luz, hiya, and Tara Kay. Hello, Tara Kay. And anybody else, any guest that's actually in the chat room, you can register with Blog Talk Radio, and you can put yourself in as a name. Then you can, obviously you can chat into the chat room and make comments and ask questions, which I'd be happy to answer through the show. But you do know, if you are a regular, that I like to talk about something that's happened to me in the previous week, the week that's gone by. And I've been sitting again, okay, what's happened to me in the week that's gone by? I've got over my sickness bug because I was really, really poorly. I said to my wife tonight, I said, so what should I talk about on my show tonight? Because, I like to talk about something at least, get my view, get my philosophy on something. And she said, well, talk about happiness. And I thought, happiness, okay. Where do I start with happiness then? Well, people say that money makes the world go round. Well, I believe that happiness will make the world go round a lot faster. What makes us happy? What do you do? What have you done that's made you happy and continues to make you happy? As you know, obviously, I work for the Spirit World, an ambassador for the Spirit World. I try and do that work to the very best that I can do, and if not more, I will always give my all in doing that, and that makes me really happy. And what makes me happier really is when I'm working is the fact that I do bring a little bit of closure to people's lives when they get a message from a loved one that's passed the spirit world through natural causes or through tragic means. I mean, obviously, every passing over is tragic in its own sense because we lose them to the spirit world. But it's not; it should be a celebration because they live on into the spirit world. But what else makes us happy? Obviously, I wake up every morning feeling very happy that I've woken up to the woman that I love, in my life, and there's my little screaming kid in the other room calling for our attention. So that makes me happy, and the start of yet another busy day. But it's all these things; these are all little things that we have to do. I suppose it's like self-sacrifice, isn't it? I work Thursdays and Fridays and Tuesday afternoons. I look after our daughter on a Monday and a Wednesday, which I'm very privileged to have that opportunity to be able to do. You know, and then she goes to nursery, and she absolutely loves and benefits so much from nursery. And the things that she does in her actions and the way that she speaks now, she's only 16 months, and she's saying, she's starting to say a few words, and she's saying woof and stuff like that. So she's got an understanding. So it's that she comes away from nursery and she'll come home and she'll do something different. That brings me happiness. I've got to tell you this little story about it as well, okay? Now, in our front room, if you can picture in your mind our front room, okay, we've got a fireplace with a wood burner. It's got a wood surround. Then we have the coal thing that you put the coal in. And then I have a DVD rack and a little chest of drawers. And on top of a chest of drawers, we have, I think it's a rubber plant. It's a very small rubber plant. And we have a salt lamp. And then we have a laughing Buddha, one of the fat Buddhas that you've got the belly on. And he's a carved wooden one. And he sits there facing towards us and he smiles at us. And that brings us happiness. But we were having a bit of a clear out because we're actually getting ready to put the house on the market to sell so we can move somewhere else, obviously. This particular... those DVDs that just sit in the back of the unit for ages and ages, you watch them umpteen times and you're never going to get around to either watch them again or they're just not very good. Well, it's those DVDs, okay? So we had a stack of those and they were hiding the rubber plant and they said Buddha. And this particular day, my daughter's Isabella's walking around the front room and she walks over to the chest of drawers, walks to the side of the chest of drawers, looks up at Buddha, turns him round so he's facing her and says, hello, and then walks off and waves and then walks off. So, and that's amazing, that's not only is, that's bringing her happiness. And then yesterday, obviously the DVDs have gone now because they've been cleared out, she likes the Buddha. She's really attracted to the Buddha. And she was walking around with an organic, it's almost like a fruit bar. So it's like a soft, it's almost like a sweet, but it's not, but it's a fruit bar. And she's walking around having a bit of a chomp on that. And she goes up to the Buddha again, turns him around, so he's facing her. And then she offers him, and she's feeding this Buddha her treat. I thought it was just really sweet. And it's not... It's not that she thinks, she knows it's not a doll, because she has her doll and she walks around with her doll and her little her little milk bottle and feeds the dolly that. But she knows this person is something different, but it's obviously that's happiness. And that's what he's about. Obviously, you rub his belly for prosperity, but she rubs him all over because she thinks he's cute. He's lovely. And when I look at him now, he's got a big grin on his face. And he's like laughing at me, thinking I'm probably an idiot. What am I talking about? But happiness comes in all sorts of forms, I know this is everybody's belief anyway, and if it isn't, it should be that if you're walking along the street and somebody walks past you and they look a bit miserable, if you smile at them, a smile is contagious. It's a contagious happiness. It's like sneezing or yawning. That's it. It's like yawning. One person yawns, the whole room yawns. So if one person laughs, everybody's going to laugh or smile, or be happy because it's uplifting. So when you next pass somebody in the street that looks a bit glum, don't question them because you don't know what they're going through. They could have lost somebody that day. They could have, found out some really terrible news or whatever it is. You never know. But the one thing they will need is probably a smile from somebody. And to get one from a stranger, and indeed, it happened to me today. I was walking down the street glum. I was just walking down the street, and I literally passed a person along the street. We looked at each other, and we just smiled at each other. It's just human nature. And we just carried on our way. Just, he sort of carried on, and I carried on. It's just, just things that we do. It's a nice thing to do. It's a nice gesture. It's a happy gesture. And it's something that we, don't bow your head and walk along so you're looking at your feet. Lift your head up high. Be happy about, the sky, whether it's raining or sunny. Today it actually felt here in the UK, in this part of Wales, that I thought it was going to snow today, and I thought, wow, to myself, I could have gone, oh God, look at the weather, it looks like it's going to snow. You know, I could have been really miserable about it, and I thought, wow, actually, do you know, it's got the feel of it being like it's going to snow. What a great idea. Snow in October, not. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But what makes you happy? If anybody's in the chat room, okay, what makes you happy? Tell me what makes you happy. Let the listeners know, okay? What makes you happy? So, you know, I don't say money. Money makes me happy. Because actually money means a lot of misery to a lot of people. Because if we haven't got it, we're miserable. If we have got it, then we can also be miserable on top of that. You know, unless you're actually fairly well off and able to help others with it, then that's another happiness. Dogs, very good. Yes, we've got our lovely Taro. You know, he's great. He is, and we had in the winds that we had not so long ago here. We had 6 fence panels come down. So we're now looking. We're just getting around after all this time. Just getting around to repairing the fencing. So there we are, out in the garden, and Isabella's walking around on her own, and you know, obviously we're looking after her. You know, I'm digging fence hole posts, you know, in the dirt, and you know, Helen's trimming back flowers and getting the garden ready for winter. When all of a sudden, Taro gets up, and I see him at the corner of my eyes, gets up and darts past Isabella into a cloud of yelping. That's all I can say, because another dog had come into the garden and was actually heading towards Isabella, so he was actually protecting her. So, you know, great, you know, he did what he's there to do, job, but, you know, happiness. I'm just being passed the note, hang on. You don't need money to help people, so money doesn't make you happy. It may make life easier, but not happier. Very well said. That was passed to me by my good wife. So yes, money does indeed make life easier, but it doesn't necessarily make or bring happiness. You know, so which is very true, absolutely very very true. And yeah, I got a bit of a beating from my wife saying that, because I was actually a guest on another radio show. It was the Bridge Radio FM. So it was in Stourbridge, but we weren't actually in the station this time. I got a phone call from the station, and they wanted to do an interview with me on air, which I, you know, obviously I obliged. And we were just generally talking about what I did, the trips that I'm that's coming up, and I'm not going to announce it just yet, but there's a trip coming up. And then, you know, they started asking me questions about my wife. You know, your wife does Humphrey's Holistics. I was like, yeah, that's right. So I started to explain that. I said, well, actually, do you know what? It's better if she'd explain it. She'd explain it far better than I would. Now, obviously, Helen's been a guest here on my show as well, and she does, you know, things like foot readings, and I'm going to get another slap now, and she's giving me the eyes. So you know, but you know, it that brought me happiness to know that actually, do you know what? That was her second. I'll say her second interview. But it brought me happiness to know that actually, do you know what? That's given her a bit of a boost, given her a bit of a kick up the rear to get there and to get known, you know. But then it brought me happiness knowing that I was going to get a slap around the face and then a cuddle after, you know. So and she's writing yet more notes. So do you know what? Happiness comes in many different forms, you know. It really, really does. And I don't like to know people are sad, okay. You know, I like to know people are happy, and that's what my job is about, is to bring happiness, to bring peace to people. And this is a note, okay, I can't read that out on there. Well, I can, it just says I'll give you a kick up the backside later. So you know, it's, you know, but what, you know, obviously Santa Luz is saying dogs, so what else makes us happy? You know, I know my poor producer tonight, he's not very well. He's got laryngitis, okay, bless him. So his good wife, Carol, stepped in to do a bit of producing for us this evening. So thank you very much for that, Carol. Okay, but I know you guys are listening, okay. If you're there and you are listening, what makes you happy? What makes you happy? Obviously, I've spoken about the companionship of your our partners, our spouses, our families, our children, and watching them grow up. But there's more, isn't there? There's more. What makes us happy? Obviously, I've got a trip coming up, which would be next year, and that's making me really excited because I can't wait. I'm excited about Mike. I'm happy about Mike. Because he's out in America, he's coming back this week, and I can't wait to hear, what stories he's got to say. Kind words from strangers, happy synchronicities. Yeah, very good. Happy synchronicities, definitely. Yeah, I like all of the above. So, it's just that. That's knowing, it's knowing that you can go to somebody and be yourself. That should bring you happiness, Hang on, I'm being asked for a bit of paper again. I'm busy tonight. Here you go. No, it's like Chinese whispers or being in a glass. So, but yeah, I'm happy. I know I am. I'm sure I am. I'm happy. I love that song, and I sing that sometimes to myself. I might be down, in the woods walking tarot, and it'll come into my head. I'm happy. I'm happy. So, and yeah, it just lifts my spirit a little bit. As silly as it sounds, it works. Okay, and it's something that you should really try. So, it's fantastic. So, what we're going to do, okay, I'm going to read out the numbers again. So, if you want to phone in for a reading, it's 760-283-4611 or it's 001-760-283-4611 if you're in the UK, but please make sure you've got the bill payer's permission because it is a chargeable call. Okay, and then obviously you can go to www.blogtalkradio/MikeSpiritFM. Okay, and you can come in, you can tell me what makes you happy, and then I'll do your reading, that sort of thing. So obviously look at my website www.nick-humphries.com, and also then find me on Facebook, like my page at International Medium Nick Humphries. So it's great. It's now what, 9:15 here in the UK. It's got dark. We know winter is now creeping in more and more. We're in autumn. And somebody said to me the other day, or I think I may have said it to Helen, I may have done, when do the clocks go back? When does autumn start? And I think the reply was, autumn doesn't start till the end of October because that's when the clocks go back. Okay. And then in my mind, I thought, actually, do you know what? That doesn't make sense. Why should we, humans, okay, and clocks and times, defer when autumn is? Purely because we should go by what nature tells us. The leaves have started to change colour and are already falling. They started to fall off the trees probably a week before October, I would say. Okay, this discoloration got there, I'll tell you what, going up to Chester and coming back from Chester, we saw some beautiful, beautiful colours. Nature is just incredible, and that makes me happy. Okay, so we should go by nature. It's getting colder. When it gets really cold, we know we're in winter. Okay, the leaves are falling off the tree, therefore we are in autumn. Okay, so October is a very special month for me, not only because it's obviously the beginning of autumn, but it's also my birth month as well. Okay, this is quite sweet. I'll read this out, okay? This is from my wife. What makes me happy? Okay? 1, waking up to you. Oh, God bless. 2, seeing Bella. 3, tarot and the boys. Now, the boys, I have to say, are, which I was going to say Herbie, bless his heart, but Danny, Rupert and Rolo, which are our three neddies, the three horses, or ponies and horse. And then the birds singing is number 4. 5, seeing the weather. And now it doesn't specify if it's raining or windy or cold or what. So the weather in general. Weather in general. Yes, I'm getting a nod. The sun is always shining. And she comes back with some beautiful stories because when she does her clients and they come in miserable as hell, okay, and they go, it's bloody weather, it's raining, it's cold, blah, blah, blah. Just say, but the sun is always shining. And they look at her and go, what, are you mad? And she's just saying, no, it's always shining above the grey clouds, which is true, isn't it? It's always a blue sky above the grey clouds to be happy, okay? Number 6 is being silly, okay? Being silly. Well, why not? We're always silly. She's always being Yeah, I'm not going to go there. Right, 7 is being cozy inside when it's grim outside. So we got the fire on and we're cooched up on the sofa and, you know, we just, like last night, you know, I got a bit tired and I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do any more work tonight. I think I'm going to have a little rest. I'm going to spend some quality time with my wife. The fire's ablaze. The TV's on. Born Automatum's just come on TV. Let's cuddle up on the sofa and just be with each other. What happens? We both fall asleep. We miss the film completely, wake up at the credits at the end and then go, right, let's go to bed. So, but we, you know, it was quality time. It was lovely. Okay? So, hang on, I'm just being messaged. Somewhere in the world, it's a sunny day. It is. Absolutely. You're right there. So, right, number 8 is the uniqueness of the seasons. Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously spring, we've got the rebirth of Mother Earth, haven't we? The glorious rebirth of Mother Earth. You know, summer, where it comes out in sunshine, we spend our time out in the gardens and in the parks and fields in our T-shirts and, and so I'm moving because I'm being asked where it should be down the side, but unless they've fallen down the side. And obviously we've got autumn. You know, this is where nature gives back to Mother Earth. You know, the leaves fall so the earth can regenerate from all the nutrients within the leaves and all that. You know, it's it's amazing. And then we've got winter, you know, the dormant part of dormant stage. And, you know, everything's quiet, it's cold, frosty, you know, and, you know, when it snows, it snows, it's beautiful, white, we had the virgin snow, you just want to go out there and be the first person to dive in and do a snow angel, just don't eat yellow snow. So, they're not there. They are there. Sorry, my wife's looking for some headphones. So, right, so what have we got? Helping people, number 9. Obviously, you know, that's goes without saying, helping people, you know, it just means a lot to help people, isn't it? Right, and then obviously number 10 is friends and family, yes. Well, yeah, friends and family. Yep, absolutely. There was going to be a number 11, but I think she scooped that one out. But yeah, friends and family, always nice to see you know, family. My family, you know, or our family live quite away from us. So it's not too long a list. It's good. It's good stuff. Sana says, I get happy when it starts snowing. Yeah, so do I. The big kid comes out of me. The blue moment during the snow winter day is when it starts getting darker. There's something happy and mystical with it. Do you know what? A lot of people don't like we put the clocks back and then we put the forwards. You know, a lot of people don't like the fact that it gets dark early and stuff, you know, and you're working, you're still working when it's dark and you get up in the morning and it's dark, that sort of thing. But actually, do you know what? I like it because it's winter. You know, it sets in, it's winter, you know, it's dark by 4 o'clock. You know, people's street lights are on and the house lights are on and, you know, it's like that. It's lovely. And when it snows, okay, and it's really dark, it's lighter because it's snowed, but yet it's 4 o'clock and it's really dark. Oh, it's just winter. That just spells winter for me, you know. It's great. And obviously in summer, you know, you got that, it's not dark until about 11 o'clock, especially here being the most westerly point of the UK. You know, it gets dark here about 11 o'clock, which is great. You know, it's lovely. It's like, ooh, we can spend a little bit more outside, you know. All this brings happiness. So anyway, with that, okay, with further ado, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a couple of tracks. The first track is all about October, okay, and it's by U2. It's called October. It's a really great track. It's very short, but really great. And then afterwards, we'll start doing some readings, okay? So I've chatted for far too long, but I hope you enjoy it because it's great. And I'll speak to you in a few minutes.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up.
Very short track, but very sweet and endearing. So, who is this playing? I think it was One Direction. I'll ask my producer. I'm sure they can inform me. But yeah, just going back to this happiness thing, I just very quickly jumped onto Facebook while the music was playing. My cousin came on and said, happiness is a mild cigar. I would quite agree as well. So, you know, I remember years ago, I must have been about all of 8 or 9, and my dad used to smoke cigars. He used to make me go to a shop and say, go and get some cigars for me. Back then, obviously, underage kids, you know, you'd be able to get cigars and cigarettes. So I came back and he offered me a cigar, and I smoked the whole lot. It was great. 9-year-old having a cigar with your dad. So it was great. And I'm being told, yes, I am right. That is One Direction. So which is, you know, bless them heart, they, you know, they, I suppose they're okay, they're a good band. So right, so the number you need to ring if you want to call in is 760-283-4611. Okay, that's for the States. It's the prefix number of 001 at the front of that if you want to call in, but be prepared to pay. It is a chargeable call, not to put anybody off, but if you do want to call in and you're in the UK or outside the US, just go into the chat room or onto the Blog Talk Radio. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And then you'll see that there's a Skype, little Skype button. You can click on that and you can call into the studio, and it's free. Okay, so, and that's how you do it. That's pretty much how you do it. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy, okay, as we say over here in the UK. So, obviously, I've got some events coming up. I'm in Gloucester on the 19th of October in the King's Theatre. It's a 25th anniversary, so I'm very, very proud to be going there during their 25th anniversary and being able to do a live show there. Please come along, it's £8 ticket. Tickets are available from the Gloucester Tourist Board. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And then after that, it's November, unfortunately. End of October. If anybody's interested and they're in the UK and they want to come to Wales, okay, for a weekend of trance mediumship, okay, where I'll be teaching trance mediumship, fantastic workshop of energies. It's an idyllic place on the estuary in Llanstefan. It's, well, I think it's like £60 per person for the 2 days. Includes a hot meal, you know, hot lunch, tea and coffee throughout the day, and you get to spend time with me and everybody else that's going to be there. So, yeah, by all means, just click onto my website. It's all on there. I just need to be told my wife that she needs to put the power on my laptop because my battery's dying. Anyway, so, and then in November, look up also midnightparanormalgroup.co.uk. It's a new group. We are a non-profit group that will do paranormal investigations, random paranormal investigations, but we're not going to be doing it for, obviously, you know, we're not going to earn a great deal of money on it. We just want to give you the best, you know, for as cheap as we can. So, and by example, we're doing one on the 17th of November in Castle House Jail, okay, in Carmarthen, and it's £20 per person. You can't get cheaper than that, okay? £20 per person. And it's going to be a great night. It's from 8 till about 4 in the morning. Obviously, we do vigils. We could do solo vigils. We do some experiments and so on. Really great. But look up MPG Facebook page as well, okay? Midnight Paranormal Group Facebook page and www.midnightparanormal.co.uk. I think it's paranormalgroup.co.uk. But it's all on my website as well. But have a look. There are new events coming up, and I'm looking into some other investigations as well. We've got Skewered in next year. There will be another, well, hopefully there should be a couple of others coming into play soon. I'm just working behind the scenes. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's do what you are all waiting for, okay? We're going to do some readings, okay? Yeah? Should we do some readings? I think we should do some readings. I think so. I'm just asking Spirit to come in and see what they think. They might not want to do readings, but I'm sure they do. So what we'll do is we shall go to our first caller, okay? Before we do go to our first caller, what I will say, okay, please, can you make sure that there is no background noise interference, because it's very hard, obviously, because we're linked, you know, what I do is I link to Spirit. I need to concentrate on what they're saying to me, so I give you the utmost best quality of the readings we possibly can. And if there's loads of background noise going on, it's very hard to concentrate on yourself and what Spirit is saying. Okay, so please bear that in mind. Okay, I'm not being rude, just bear this in mind. So we're going to go to our first caller. Okay, come on in, first caller. Come on down, just like Price is Right. Come on down. If we can go to our first caller, that'd be great. Hello? Maybe I haven't got any callers.
Hello?
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 Hello, how are you?
Fine. My name's Desiree.
Oh, hi, Desiree. How are you?
Good.
And where are you calling from, sweetie?
California.
California. So what's the weather like then?
Oh, it's pretty pleasant. It's beautiful.
And what makes you happy?
My growing relationship with God.
Oh, bless you. That's fantastic. That's lovely. Do you know what? I never said that, did I? I'm in a growing relationship with God. Obviously, everybody's perception of God is different. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, fantastic. I like that. Well done. That's great.
Thank
so
you.
How can we help you this evening?
It's the first time I've ever called. I guess just see if there's any major changes in my life.
Okay. So, you've never called to my show before, so you don't know how
any
I
show.
Work.
Any show. Any show. I've never called any show.
Thank you for choosing my show. What I do, sweetheart, okay, is I link to Spirit. So if there's any loved ones that are in the spirit world, I ask them to come forward and give me guidance on what things that are going on around you, if there are any things going on around you, okay?
Okay.
So We'll try and give you some evidence of them as well. It's not always the case. Sometimes what happens is that my guides might step in and say, actually, do you know what, this is what's important, and so on. Okay, so we just go with the flow with this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's see what we get. Thank you very much. Who? And you'll hear me go who and how and what and why. Basically, I'm asking them for their information, okay? And as I'm talking to you now, okay, I do see the energy of spirit coming forward to me now, okay? Thank you. And as I'm saying this, okay, I'm getting a bit of a mix and match between two, okay? I'm getting a male energy and a female energy, and I see them intertwined. So I do believe that this is either that they were together in marriage on the earth plane, but I do want to go towards a grandfather and grandmother that would be in the spirit world around you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And they're talking to me about mum. So this would be grandmother and grandfather that's on mum's side of the family. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Second. Right. So yeah, I understand, because they keep talking to me about children. Okay, children. So they're talking to me about, thank you, busyness around children. So you understand that either your, I'm not going to put words into your mouth, and don't put words in mine, but it's almost like I get a feeling from what they're saying is that there's stuff going on around kids around you. So either you're wanting or you've got kids. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. I have four children.
Wow, okay. Okay, thank you. Right. Okay, thank you. I'm just asking them now what sort of direction, because they keep telling me about how busy you are, okay? Okay, and I'm being told boys as well, boys. And now I'm... Okay. Right. Would you... For some reason, I'm being told three boys, one girl. Would that make sense? Is something like that?
I have three boys and one girl.
Okay. Right, really good. Okay, right, because they basically what happens is that they do watch us, okay? A lot of people don't realise that spirit do watch. You know, our loved ones come forward and they watch us and, you know, they see what's going on, and that's how they're able to see, obviously, you've got three boys and one girl, okay? Thank you. But I'm also being told that there's a directional change for you in your work environment. You'd understand this. It's I feel like there's almost like a new pathway opening up for you within your work environment. Do you understand this?
Possibly.
Thank you. Okay. Actually, this is like... hang on a second. It's something. I'm being told this is something that's been on the cards for some time. So this is something you've been thinking about for some time now. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you haven't... Right, thank you. You haven't yet taken that first step forward with this. It's still or a do or don't tie situation, but you need to take the first step to actually realise that actually this is the pathway you need to go on. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Who? Who's that? Right. I'm also being told of a gentleman. I'm not sure if he's around you at the moment or he could be coming into you. But I'm being given the name of Trevor, but I'm not sure. I don't normally work with names, sweetheart, okay? But it sounds like to me like Trevor, a gentleman that's around you. And I also feel that this... I feel like somebody around you is either very pushy or... is it very pushy? And let me just ask them again. Is it very pushy? Is that what you mean? Okay. Thank you. This person's going to give you a push in the right direction. Does this make any sense to you?
No, not the Trevor.
Right, don't worry about the name, okay? I'm talking about the energy, the male energy around you that is strong enough to give you a push in the right direction. You understand this?
No.
Okay, so this is actually something that could be coming in for you, okay? Because they keep talking, they tell us things that could be coming forward, because obviously they can see things, you know, I can't predict, but they can tell me things that could be coming into play here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that? Okay. Right, okay. But I'm also being told as well, okay, and they keep talking to me about things being around you very loosely. So things aren't quite fitting in. Does that make sense to you? Things are very loose around you. It's like things aren't either gelling well or don't tie in. Does that make sense?
I don't know what to associate that with. I don't understand it.
want to put that around home life. It's like, it's right. I'm getting lots of bits of information here. Okay, it's mm-hmm. like that. Your home life is busy, obviously, because you've got four children. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But it's there are things that aren't fitting right. You know, like it's either you haven't got the balance correct, either you know not enough work, either you're doing too much at home and you're not going out, or that sort of thing. Would you understand this?
Yes.
So there's the flow. Thank you. It's like they sometimes they change it. It's like the flow of energy around you is not right. It's not tying in.
No.
So they're telling me because they're talking to me about situations coming to you where and I want to put this to work. So it's a work scenario that it's a change of work around you, but yet there's something holding it back, and that would be the home life. So things are a bit crazy at home. But it doesn't allow other things to come into play because you haven't got that time available to move on with your work. Does this make sense?
A little bit.
Okay. Even if it's a little bit, okay, it just means that this is all starting to build up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Okay, right. So yeah, I want to go to the gentleman of the two. Okay, so obviously I've got Nan and Grandad here, but gentleman of the two. Okay, right, thank you. So he's talking to me about. He's given me a little bit more evidence about him. Okay, but he's given me a sharp pain down my arm and my chest area. So he's talking to me about that he would have passed over very quickly with this condition. You understand this?
Hmm. I'm not sure. My mom was an orphan.
Right, okay. Because the lady's coming forward as well, and she's given me something similar. So I have it's something that runs through the family. Okay. It's very normal that I'm getting the two together, and so Gran here is talking to me about chest, okay, the chest area. The grandfather is also talking to me about the chest area. So it's either that they both passed with similar circumstances, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Something going on around somebody that's with you at the moment, around you at the moment, that's got a chest complaint. Does this make any sense?
Yes.
So this would be, they're talking to me then about somebody that's on the earth plane. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And.
But what am I supposed to do?
What we're trying to work out, okay, because sometimes what they're doing is that first of all they need to make contact, okay, so you've accepted that the fact there's somebody around you that's got a heart or chest complaint, okay, so then we go back
yeah.
and we say okay, we've got that contact, and then what do we want to do with that? Right, okay, right, sweetheart, do you also understand that this person with this condition is quite stubborn? You understand this? They're quite a stubborn person.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm being told also that this person is a person that really doesn't sort of listen or care much for the medical world. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, see, this is where we're going with this, okay? This is what they're trying to say, because they are, it's not that I want to give you a concern that you know, there's going to be a major problem with this, but they are concerned that actually this person needs help, okay? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetheart, they're also telling me this person is very close to you as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And you understand that this? Do you know? I feel like it's either it's like a gentleman, it's a man. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And sweetheart, would this be your dad they're talking about?
No. My dad passed.
Right. Okay.
In May.
So bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're talking to me about it's on the earth plane that they're concerned with, that they've obviously got this chest problem, and they need to go and see somebody about this before it does get worse, okay? And that you're the messenger. You need to get this person to medical attention, okay?
Okay.
But also on the other side of this, on the flip side, is that I'm also then getting, because they're talking to me about a gentleman, a Mount essence, okay, that's in the spirit world, and also, and they're giving me this dad feeling with this, okay? So would you understand
mm-hmm.
it? Did your dad also pass with a heart condition?
Yeah.
Chest? Sweetheart, I'm so sorry about this, okay? because, and they did say to me, and he heard me say, it feels like it's almost like it runs through the family, okay?
So
like grandfather had it, dad had it, and then there's somebody else around you, another male person around you has got this as well. I'm not sure if it's family, but I do feel it's family orientated. Do you understand this?
Yes.
So we do get there in the end. We just need to work out what they're trying to tell us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me a bit more. Right, and this... okay. Right, okay, thank you. So this gentleman's coming forward now, okay? He tells me that he's your father, okay? But he's also with an apology, okay? He's coming forward to say, sorry, okay? Right, okay. Now, he's talking to me about... how do I say that politely? He's talking to me about the way that he acted. Would you understand this?
Yes.
And sweetheart, would you understand? He said, I have to give you everything that he's saying, okay? Inappropriate actions, inappropriate. Does that make sense?
A little bit.
The situation was inappropriate. I'm not saying it was like, you know, anything horrible, but he just said to me, I'm just sorry for my inappropriate actions. So either, you know, he acted wrongly about the situation or something blew out of the water. Does that make sense?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
But he's asking, you know, almost like he's asking for forgiveness. Say again? Right, okay. Now, okay, thank you. He asked me about May. May is the important month. Does that make sense? May is an important month for some reason.
That's when he died.
Okay. But also, he wants to give me June as well. June is an important month.
That was my mom's birthday, maybe.
When they give me mum, it could be the fact that it could be either a birth, a celebration of some sort, okay? So he's giving me, what he's doing is just giving me evidence that, you know, he is who he is, okay? Right, thank you. Who's that? Right. Thank you. Just telling me, do you know, as well, that you seem to be lost in your mind. Actually, what you want to do, you don't understand. It's like you can't focus on stuff at the moment. Just does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, right. Okay. Give me a bit more. Right. He's telling me actually, you know, the thing that you want to do. He's not giving me what you want to do, but he's just saying to me, the thing that you want to do, this work thing you want to do. He said you should do it because you're really good at it because it's something it's something you've done before. Is that correct? Is that's what he's saying to me?
He'd have to direct that to my husband, I guess. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
But there's a change around you, sweetheart. Okay, in the work direction as well. Obviously, being a stay-at-home mum, that's a big job. Okay. I think stupid man to say that, you know, stay-at-home mums isn't a job because it is a full-time job, okay? But there is a change of direction around this as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me a bit more. Right. He's telling me that you need to laugh. So he's telling me there's not much happiness? Does that make sense? It's like you're not laughing, you're not having fun. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Right. Thank you. He's given me a couple of things here as well. Okay. Because he's coming forward. He's just saying, you know, she's not laughing. She's not happy. It's a sad situation. It's like and you know what? I don't feel it's all to do with the passing of your father. I feel there's more to this. I feel there's more to this, and it's homebound. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, thank you. And he's just saying to me as well, okay, that trust is needed. Trust is needed. Do you understand what he means about this? What he's saying?
Yes.
Okay. excuse me. Right, thank you. Is that right or wrong? Is that right or wrong? Okay. I can't sit here and say, you know, anything bad, I feel lots of love around you. I have to say that. I do feel lots of love around you.
Oh, I do.
But there's something not quite right here. And it's trust, okay? And he's telling me that you need to trust. You need to trust, okay? Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Why, he's also saying to me that you need to look at the bigger picture. You need to look at the bigger picture here as well. So, right, thank you. Right, he just said to me as well, I don't know if it's an expression that he used, it's not to keep looking at things with telescopic eyes. So you're looking down something very narrow. Does that make sense? You're not looking at the whole picture. Does that make sense?
A little bit.
What's that mean then? Right, okay. But he's just saying to me as well that you're worried about your relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
It's me. It's like about your relationship, okay? He's saying to me not to worry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, because, sweetheart, I'll be honest, okay? When he talks to me about the stuff, okay, he's giving me lots of love, and he's saying, do you know what, she's got lots of love around her, she just needs to trust, and, you know, and just be at ease, he's just saying, be at ease. Do you know, he's got a really nice sort of way about him, your father, okay,
mm-hmm.
He, you know, strong character, but he was a gentle one as well, you know, okay, thank you. And he always sort of lent an ear, that's what he just said to me, I'll always lend an ear to somebody, you understand this with him?
Yes.
Right, okay. No, he said that he was pre-warned about addiction, but he never listened. You understand this? He's telling me about addiction, that he, you know, he sort of knew about stuff and he never listened really, and then he was quite quick. Does that make sense? That's what
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be.
I've got loads of other things to do. Is there anything you'd like to ask, sweetheart, and I can ask them for you?
Pardon me?
Is there anything you'd like to ask? Because I'll have to come to an end on this reading.
I just want to know if my husband, we've talked about change with work, if he should do that, and do you see us staying where we're at, or do you see us, you know, different home, different state?
Answered that question, okay? Your father and your grandparents have said to me there is a change around the work environment, so that's basically thumbs up, you know, go for the change, it's gonna do lots for you. Whether or not that entails that you'll be moving, I don't actually see that at the moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna make things fit. I don't actually see that happening at the moment. What I do see is a big change in the work environment, so if that incorporates having to move to be the work environment, then that's what that means. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, your partner should go for this new move.
Okay.
I want to say the word prosperous as well. So, but not just in money, but in experience and better for the family as well. Okay?
Not so stressful.
So I'm going to leave it there for us.
Okay. Well, thank you. God bless you.
Obviously, just take the love from your father that's standing here before me, and also your grandparents from the spirit world. But if you want to listen back to the reading, go back to Mike Spirit FM and listen to the archives, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So what we're going to do, okay, is we're going to go to another track. I desperately need some water. Okay, I'm going to go to another track, and I'll come back and I will do some speed readings. Okay, where I know I've got about 9 callers online. Bear with me. I'm going to do some speed readings. I'm not going to, you know, I'll just give you the answers. That's what I'll do. Okay, let's see how it works. So let's go to a track. I'm going to get myself a hot chocolate, and I'll see you in 2 or 3 minutes. Okay, if that's possible. Oh. you go. I'm on the edge of glory. By who? I don't know. I tell you what happened basically was that I've been so busy, okay, this last week that I really didn't get time to choose my tracks. But Ken and Carol have been very kindly, have put on some music for me tonight. Obviously, October, I suggested October because it's October and I wanted it played, which is great. So I've got some juice here now. I've got something I can sip on. So we're going to go to our next caller. We're going to do some speed readings. Okay, let's just see how it goes. Okay, because I like giving readings, in-depth readings, where you hear me talk to spirit, you hear me link to spirit, and get the information. I try and obviously I want to get it as correct as possible for you, and so on. So let's go to our next caller and see how we go.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm just fine.
Cool.
I wanted to say that I think you and your wife have a fantastic, loving relationship, and I hope I find one just like that someday.
Oh, she's absolutely fantastic. She is my, you get twin flames and you get soulmates. Well, the twin flames is the highest of the two, and she is exactly that for me. She is my twin flame, so, and that's why she makes me so happy. So,
okay,
can I tell your name, Sweetie?
Yes, my name is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California. And so, what makes you happy then?
Oh, what makes me happy is knowing that my family is healthy and happy. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, why not? Definitely. They're the people we go running to in our hours of need. So we need to make sure that they're happy, and they likewise return that to us as well. So, yes. Okay, so how can we help you this evening or this afternoon?
Yeah. Well, I'd like just to get any message that you have from the other side for me.
Okay, let's see what we get, okay? Let's see if we can do this really quick. I don't think it's going to be possible, to be honest, to do a reading with the spirit very quick. Okay, who's that? Right, slow down. Right, I've got a lady here. She said Gran, and she said father side very quickly to me as well. Really lovely lady. I wouldn't say she was standing very tall. Would you understand this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Right, okay, golden what? Okay, sweetheart, can you talk to me about Goldilocks for some reason? Do you have, like, golden hair or something? Because I don't know why she keeps going on about Goldilocks. Would you understand this?
Well, she had short, white, not white, but blonde, very blonde, platinum hair.
Okay, let's see what we got. So you just want a general reading, is that what you wanted?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Is that okay, or do you want me to ask something specific?
No, I can do a general, it's not a problem.
Okay.
Let's see what we get. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. I'll step forward a bit more. Okay, thank you. right, okay. When I look to her, okay, and I'm asking her in my mind, can you give me some general information, okay, for yourself, for your reading, okay? And she's almost singing like, it's sunny afternoon. So it's very laid back. So things around you are very laid back. Do you understand this?
No, I don't. They're not.
Is she a laid back person then? Because she gives me a feeling of being really laid back.
No, she was always a worrywart.
Why? Okay. I've got to stick with this, okay? Because she keeps giving me the song of like a Sunday afternoon or whatever it is, that music, and very sunny. So okay, thank you. Right, why didn't you say it in the first place? Okay, sweetheart, she's just told to me that everything around you, okay, it's like sunny, and I know you're in California, okay? It's not about that. The fact that your life is bright and airy. You understand this? You're going to say no, aren't you?
Well, not at this time. I'm hoping in the future it's going to be, but not now.
Right, okay. Tell her what? Right, okay, thank you. She just said to me as well that you... right, okay. I have to give you quite plainly and quite sharply, this is what she's just told me, okay? You need to live your life. This is what she just said to me. You don't understand this?
Oh.
You understand this?
Well, I not really with that comment, no. I am living my life.
Okay, let me rephrase it, okay? I don't want to make it a fit, but she's adamant. She keeps telling me about the fact that you need to, live your dream, live your life. You need to do the things that you want to do. You understand this?
I do have a bucket list.
Right.
That's one of the things I have. I have a bucket list.
Okay. I'm just asking her to stand in a bit more because obviously the information that I'm getting is a bit cross-wired at the moment, okay? Because she's talking to me, she keeps talking to me about the fact that around you, that things are, sunny. So light is coming to your life, okay? But she's also adamant that you need to really sort of live your life, live your dreams, do the things that you want to do, okay? Okay, what's
mm-hmm.
that? Okay, but she's also telling me that you need to be a bit smarter as well in the things that you want to do. Do you understand this?
No, I don't.
Okay, it's interesting because I can only ever give you what she says or what's
mm-hmm.
really about. But she's right, can you give me a bit more? Okay. Look to what? Right, okay. Again, she's talking to me about look to the future, okay? And look to the future. She's telling me that you're going right. Okay, it's like you need to be smarter. You need to look to the future. Stop looking with blinkered eyes because she's making me put my hands up to the side of my eyes so I can't see the whole thing. Okay, you know I can't see the panoramic view. I can only see what's in front of me. Do you understand what she means by this? Okay, so it's like you. Yeah, okay. She's telling me that it's like almost like I'm stumbling around in the dark. You understand this?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I'm listening.
Okay. Sometimes what happens here, okay, is that there's things that could be coming into play in our lives, okay? So she's telling me that things around you, I'm saying sunny, you're saying they're not, so it could mean that they're actually going to be sunny. I'm not going to make it fit, okay? But she's talking to me about there's a scenario around you where you're not being smart-headed, okay, or level-headed, but you're not looking at not looking ahead, you're not seeing the whole picture. It's very confusing. It's just make me want to close my eyes as if I am stumbling around in the dark, okay?
Okay.
Right, what's that to do? So yeah, I want to put this to your home life as well. You understand this? This is to do with around your home. Because there's lots of mixed signals that I'm getting with work and home. Work and home. You understand this?
What kind of mixed signals?
I'm getting mixed signals about the fact that this is at home, but it needs to work. So it's either to do with work or it's at home. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm not working right now. I'm not working right now, and I live by myself.
Right. Okay. I'm just asking them to come in a bit stronger, and give me some definite answers here. Okay. What do you mean by that? Give me a bit more. Okay, thank you. Right. Okay. Right. This is to do with home, yes? Right, okay. I'm just asked, this is at home. She's saying yes, and she's not looking, she's not looking forward enough, okay? She's not looking forward. This is all they're giving me at the moment. It's like it's like blinkered. It's like blinkered view. Do you understand what I mean?
Maybe she's saying I don't see the forest through the trees, and I need to look forward for the sunshine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's as simple as that, okay? It's just that she's just standing there. I've actually got my hands up by the side of my eyes, as if I can't see either side of me. Okay, you know, it's like that. It's like I can't see far enough ahead. You know, but I do. It's really odd because I feel very happy and sunshiny around you, but it's. You need to look further ahead with it. It's very, I have to say, it's very, very strange. Even for me to do a reading like this, it's very strange, okay? Right. But also, you need to be stronger with yourself. More conviction, she's saying. You need to go ahead with more conviction. Okay. Sweetheart, would you say also that the grandfather would be in the spirit world as well? Because she's talking to me about grandfather would show you. You know, he would show you that. Would you understand this?
I do have a grandfather in spirit.
Okay. And say, because he would be very strong. And, sweetheart, do you have Jewish connections? Because he's talked
no.
to me about...
No,
okay.
I don't.
It's his body language, okay? Say again, I have to give it, okay? Because he is standing there and... he has given me a Jewish connection here as well, because he's talking about success, okay? Obviously, you know, we know that Jewish people are very successful in business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's given me success here. So success is coming around you, okay?
Okay,
but you need to look in your family tree somewhere, because there is a Jewish connection, okay?
No, there's definitely not. I definitely dated not. Somebody in the past who was Jewish, but there's no Jewish connection in my family. Positive.
I have to, in some way, okay, there is a Jewish connection. Be it family, be it future partner, there is going to be be a Jewish, okay? Because he stands here before me, okay? This grandfather now, okay, he's got the outfit, you know, Jewish outfit on. He just looks and he gives me somebody that is of that religion, okay?
Okay.
But he's, thank you. But he's also given me the idea of being very strict as well. So he would be very strict, and he through that strictness, he would have given strength. You'd understand this.
Okay. I'm not sure. They were both very, very gentle men. But I'll make note of a possible Jewish connection for the future.
Yeah, but all I'm going to do is really, I'm not sure where to go with this reading now, okay, because obviously you're saying no, but I have to give you everything that they say, okay?
Okay.
But, and I do feel really positive around you, okay? They're not giving me much detail, I'll be honest, they are not giving me much detail, okay? So it's the fact that they're not giving me that much detail gives me great pleasure as well, because they're telling me, you know, things are okay, because they're giving me the sunshine. So things are coming into your life where things will be a lot brighter for you, okay?
Okay. Good. Thank you so much.
I'm going to leave it there. I'm sorry about that reading, okay? But
I'm going to
take the love from your grandparents, okay? Because they're here and they ooze love, okay?
I appreciate that. Wonderful. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. So sometimes we can't help the fact, obviously, you know, spirit will come forward, they will give us as much as they can, and then what happens is that your wife will get up and stand right in the middle of where spirit is standing, and then you can't see them. So, and then obviously the connection sort of disperses a little bit, okay? But, yeah, so, you know, as I say, we can't always help the information they're going to get, because I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to make things fit. I'm not going to make things up. I will give you exactly what they give you. Okay. And I just want to answer a question, well, not a question, but a statement that's been put into the chat room. Okay. That I should be making a meditation CD. I've actually worked on a meditation CD. I've yet to finish it off. I'll be doing different levels of meditation CDs, so the basics to the next level, and then obviously the higher level where you go into, you can go into past lives with it, you can go into all sorts of stuff. So yeah, keep an eye out. I'll keep you informed. It probably won't be finished until next year now, because obviously we're rapidly moving into the end of the year. So let's go to our next caller, and let's see what we get. Okay, so the next caller, hello, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, how can I help you? How are you?
Good. I just been listening the whole program. I just wanted to see if my parents maybe came in and maybe if they had a message for me in regards to the guy that I'm in love with, or any message. I was the only child that wasn't with them. They both died different times, and I'm the only child that wasn't with them when they died.
Don't give me too much, okay? I don't want to know too much information. But can I take your name, sweetheart?
Selena.
Where are you from?
I'm from California.
Wow, we get a lot of Californians in today. Okay. we can't always guarantee who we're going to get through, okay? Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, as I'm talking to you and I'm listening to what you're saying, okay, I get a female energy coming forward. Now, this female energy, she would have been of average height, but would you understand a lady that would come forward that would be carrying just a little bit of extra weight? Would you understand? Not, you know, not excessively, but just a little bit of weight. Do you understand this?
Okay. I had a grandmother, but she had some excessive weight on her.
I wouldn't say this lady was excessive in her weight. I would just say she was of, let's say, average build, okay? Would you understand that? Just an average build. She wasn't slight in her size, just an average size lady. You understand this?
Okay. All right.
Second. All right. Okay. And also, would you understand as well? Right, thank you. Would you understand as well that she's talking to me about an illness that would have taken her to the spirit world? Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I would even go to as far as and say that there's something or some sort of connection to a cancer of some sort. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Right, thank you. Sweetheart, she's also telling me, okay, you can say yes or no to this, okay, but she's also telling me that there was an issue around the bowel area as well, around the belly area. You understand this? I'm not saying this would be the thing that would have taken her to spirit, but she's saying to me there was something going on around her bowel area as well. You understand this?
It was probably...
Right. Now, I already know that you said that they went at different times, okay? Second. Would you understand that she's saying to me that she went first? Is that, I don't know if that's correct, but she's saying that she
went first. Yes, she did.
Okay.
That's my mom.
Even sometimes I sort of disbelieve the stuff that I get told, and I'm like, wow, okay. But, you know, okay, she's telling me that she went first, okay? But I have to say also, she's telling me that it wasn't that long after your father went over. You understand this as well?
He just went last year.
But that's, she's saying it wasn't that long, okay? So it could be either it wasn't that long ago that he went or it wasn't that long after she went. Okay, so... Right. I literally have to go on what they say, and I'll pass it over to you, okay?
Okay.
Right, okay. What's that? Right. Now, I know, I'm going to put this out to everybody, because I know that sometimes people scratch their heads and think some of the readings sound awfully the same, okay? Trust me, they're not, okay? But this lady here, your mother is telling me, okay? Thank you. And she's also just butted in, just said, can you just tell her that grandmother's here with us as well? So she's actually met grandmother in spirit as well, okay? Okay, thank you. And she's just saying to me that grandmother would have been seated. So your grandmother would have sat down rather a lot. Okay, you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart, she's just saying to me, this is why I said that statement about it may sound the same as other readings, okay? But she's talking to me about a changing environment around you. And I want to take a physical change around you. So I feel like there's either a movement in your home. So either you're looking to move or you're having to move. Does that make sense?
Not yet. It doesn't make sense yet to do that yet. I'm in love with a guy, and I wanted to see what she thought about him and how I feel about him.
Okay. Now, obviously, California is a big state. Yes, my geography is correct, it's a big state. Sweetheart,
yes.
I'm feeling very coastal with this. Very coastal. Okay. So either you're on the coast or you're moving to the coast. Would you understand this?
I'm over at the coast.
I don't know why I feel like there's a change here, but you'll be on the coast for some reason. Maybe you're going to move along the coast. I don't know. Thank you. East Coast? Why should I say East Coast? I don't know where you are on the coast. Why she keeps saying to me East Coast? Does that make sense?
East Coast. We have relatives in the East Coast.
Okay, she just said to me East Coast. So maybe you could be moving there. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. So yeah, I know your question, okay, is about your love life, okay, but please let me give you this because this is quite funny, okay? She's talking to me about grandfather that's in spirit, okay? Thank you. And grandfather would have stood with a stick, so he would have leant on a stick. You'd understand this.
Okay.
Right. And her words, don't shoot the messenger, okay, is that he was a bit of a lazy bum, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Okay.
Really, really, really. When I link to your grandfather's essence, okay, I get a very nice, gentle feel with him. Okay, very relaxed, very laid back, and so on. Okay, and your grandmother would have just been sitting there, but she would have had a lot to say. Okay, your mum and your dad isn't here as yet. Okay, but I know he's there. Okay, but your mum is like the rock. She is like the rock of the family, that sort of thing. Okay, she is the person that you would have. Spoken to the most, okay? Thank you. I think from what your mum's saying is that your dad was your dad and he was just, he let everybody else get on with their own devices, if that makes any sense, okay? Okay, thank you. She's just talking to me now about this partner, okay? He's a real nice man. Real nice man, okay? That's what she's just said, okay? And she's very happy for you as well. Okay.
Does she see it working out? Everything working out?
Saying to me now, she said this is going to be a long relationship. Okay. And I would even go to as far as to say that there is some sort of engagement with this relationship. Okay. But there is also a warning here as well of a take care. Okay. So don't let things get out of control, as in don't jump in too quick, if that makes any sense. But it's a long relationship that I feel. I feel September is important month as well. She keeps talking to me about September. So either it's something's going to happen around September, or it could be an important month anyway for the family. So it could be a birthday, anniversary, a passing of some sort, okay? Does that make any sense?
Well, my sister's birthday is in September.
Like that, okay. Thank you. What's that? Okay. Now she's also talked to me about shoes. Okay. She says shoes, and she's making me look down at her feet. Okay. So. Right.
Oh my
okay.
goodness, that's my mom. She had really bad feet.
What's the talk is about? I have to go to the shoes scenario. Okay, because she's talking to me about shoes. Now, either you've been looking for shoes recently, or you've bought inappropriate shoes, she's saying. Okay.
Always have lots of shoes. I have lots of shoes.
Do you understand what she means by inappropriate? I'm not talking like 12-inch heels. I'm talking about the fact that they don't fit well, or they're not comfortable. Does that make sense?
Well, I always wear comfortable shoes. I always wear flats, sandals. But I have lots of shoes.
Because she's talking about uncomfortableness and so on. Okay. Okay. Also, I see the colour red. She's just saying to me, oh, red. Red's important here as well. Obviously, red is a symbol of love, passion, okay, which is a lovely thing to have, okay? And I said she comes forward and gives you lots of love as well. What's that?
I would like to know, I mean, I... Oh, wow. This is amazing. Wow. I didn't get to talk to them before they died, and I just wanted to know too. She was proud of me, and
okay.
And did she see this love going flourishing? I love this man, and it's just been really good to know. That would bring me happiness to know that they're happy for me, and they see this going in a good way.
From what she's saying, she is happy. She's talking about this man being a really nice man. You know, he's a very strong support for you. That's what she's just said. She's also just saying as well that actually he listens to you as well. You know, and pardon the expression, but you bounce off each other. Does that make sense? You sort of get on so well. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah. It's just that there's an obstacle right now in the way, and so I was hoping that she could tell me when that was going to be clearing, too. I mean, there's an obstacle right now for that. But it sounds to me that we are going to move forward from what she's saying.
And she's listening to what you're saying, okay? And she's telling me not to worry about this obstacle. The obstacle is an emotional tie. You understand this? There's an obstacle. The obstacle that you're talking about, I get a feeling it's to do with an emotional tie. So it's like... thank you. It's a past thing. Do you understand this?
Okay. Well, it's presently there, and it hasn't been removed yet.
It's okay.
I'm hoping that is removed soon.
Sweetheart, she keeps talking to me about being late, and that she understands you were late. So was you late something? And I want to put this towards their... I know you said you weren't there for their passing, but something held you back? I don't know what it is. She keeps talking about being late. Do you understand what she means?
She's talking... okay. Well, is she talking about something recently?
Is it recent, sweetheart, or has he passed? Is it recent or past? Recent or past? I want one or the other. Don't keep repeating what I'm saying. Repeat. Is it recent or past? Past. Past. So past. So either it's connected to their passing or it's...
I couldn't fly out. I was the only one that lived out here in California. And each time, my mom and dad, I was the only one that was out here. As a matter of fact, my dad, I was going to surprise him and visit him. I didn't even know anything was wrong with him, and he ended up dying a couple days before I was going to come out and surprise him.
Oh, bless. Okay. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? So take the love from your lovely mum here. Your father... Beeson's not saying anything. Also your grandparents, okay? But just know in your heart that they do love you and they do care for you and they are proud of you, okay?
Okay.
And you just need to get on with what you're doing. You're doing it really well, okay?
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was on track with this guy and he's the one, so.
So just take your time with it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Don't forget, you can also listen, if you are still listening to the show, is that go into Mike Spirit FM, listen to the archives. You can hear me. I'm stirring my hot chocolate. I love hot chocolate. It's one of those really nice, relaxing drinks, when you're lazing back. Just a few hellos and goodbyes. Goodbye, Susie. We know you're listening on the radio, on the phone. And also, hi to Pam. You know, I love my job. It makes me happy. That's what the show is about today. Happiness. Okay. So let's go to another caller. Let's see. I'm trying to do speed readings, and obviously it's not working, is it? So let's give it a go. So if you come onto the show and you want to read in, okay, I'll ask you your name, where you're from, give me a question, and then we'll see what happens. Okay. So let's go to our next caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Can I take your name, sweetie, please?
Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. And where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. And how can we help you this evening?
I just need to know if there's a loved one around, and do they have a message for me?
Okay. Thank you. Sweetheart, would you understand a man in spirit would be connected to you? I want to put this to father's side of the family. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So I would, dare I say it, I feel very fatherly with him. Either this is a father figure or it is your father. But I want, maybe it's even just like your grandfather. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So your question is about love life.
No. I just need to know if they have any message.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said if there's any love around you, anybody, you know.
No, any loved ones around me.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed you. Sweetheart, this gentleman is coming forward, and he is around you, because as soon as you came on, he was there standing and presenting himself to me. Okay. Right. Okay. Say again. Okay. Sweetheart, would you understand that you've been going through a bit of a difficult time recently? He's saying to me, things have been a little bit difficult, a bit slow, he's just said to me, a little bit slow. And he's just also said to me that something's happened unexpectedly as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, he's just saying to me, she just needs to realise that some things, even if it's a bad thing, happen for a particular, or for a reason. Do you understand this as well, why he's saying this?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, right. I'm not sure where he's going with this, because what I do is I also ask if it's to do with work, home, or relationship, or anything like that. He's not really giving me much of an idea, okay? But what I will say is I do feel it's probably to do with all three, okay? So there's either a work element here, a love relationship, or something to do with home as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and he's saying yes to me. And what he's doing, he's giving me all the three things and he's blending them together, okay? Right, thank you. Sweetheart, he's also saying to me that there's an element here of where you will need to get out. Do you understand this?
No, get out of where?
Okay. What do you mean by that, sweetie? Okay, thank you. What's that then? Is that to do with home or... Okay, it's almost like he's saying to me that you need to change your living environment. That's what he's saying to me. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and thank you. It's really bizarre, and he said to me, this is a really bizarre thing for them to say. He's saying to me, you need to see this as a gift. It's like... He's almost like saying it's like a new lease of life. You understand why he's saying this?
No.
He's saying this, the situation or scenario around you, okay, that's happening where I'm getting different things here, but it's like he keeps talking to me about a new door is open for you and you need to step through it and you need to take this as an opportunity. Does that make sense? And don't forget, I said that all three things here are blended. So this could be to do with love life. Well, it's to do with love life, home life, and work. So it's all like either. Okay. It's just saying to me, would it be right that there's been a relationship around you that's ended recently? Would that make any sense? Or coming to an end?
No, I haven't been in a relationship for a while. Is it a father figure, or could it be my daughter's father?
I feel with him that he's father figure to you, okay?
My father's still alive, so.
No, this could be, but then it could be a grandfather, okay? So we give me a father figure, so grandfather would be on father's side of the family.
Uh huh. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, all my father brothers passed away and my grandfather, so it could be one of them, I guess.
Right. Okay, give it to me. Right. He's talking to me about a scenario, a situation, a relationship that's come to an end. This is what he's talking to me about. Okay? And what he's saying to me, okay, and I'll be honest, I'll be completely honest, he's saying that there's a relationship or scenario that's come to an end, and you should be seeing this as like an open door, a new lease of life where you can move on now. Does that make sense?
No, I haven't been in a relationship for a while, for a few years.
Okay. Right. That's interesting, because I keep feeling relationship with this, okay, relationship. Okay. But it's just saying to me, you know, she's not, okay, it's just saying, you're not understanding. So he's saying to me about relationship, but he keeps showing me many doors have opened, but yet you're hesitant to move on. So there's an emotional tie here. This is what he's saying. Does that make sense?
I don't know. No, not really.
Right, okay. Say again. Give me a bit more. Right, okay. He's talking to me about April, okay? April. So April is an important month for you, okay? Does that make sense? April could be a birthday, anniversary of some sort, a passing. But he's giving me April. It could be even a name, but I don't feel it's a name. I feel it's the month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What he's trying to do is he's trying to build the energy now, okay? Because he's giving me a lot of information, and you're not taking the information. You don't understand it, okay? So he's trying to build the energy a bit more so you can understand more stuff that he's saying.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a bit more. Right. I want to give this gentleman to be quite tall as well. So he is a quite tall gentleman. I want to say quite slender as well, but very, very fit. You know, he had probably a very good, or he's very strong. Okay. So does that make sense to you?
Is he like 6'2", slender?
I would say he's probably that, and maybe a bit more. And yeah, very, you know, slender.
That is my daughter's father.
Oh, okay.
My ex-husband. He passed away today. Is 2 years today.
Okay.
Since he passed away.
Okay. So, okay. Now we've got that connection that this is your child's father. Okay, that's passed 2 years today,
mm-hmm.
And he told me about the fact that doors have opened, and you should see it as a new beginning. Does that make sense?
Probably, I guess. I mean, I haven't got over it. There was like a shock, so.
Right. So this tall gentleman is talking to me about emotional stuff, relationship
mm-hmm.
stuff,
mm-hmm.
where it comes to an end, and it's giving you, it's like a new lease of life. It should give you a new lease of life. Okay. So now we know person is, it should shine light upon it a bit more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, if it's him, yes.
So therefore, he's basically giving you permission, okay, to
mm-hmm.
get on with your, okay?
Okay.
He keeps talking to me about many different doors that have opened for you recently, or, you know, since his passing, but you haven't taken that opportunity, be it with a relationship or work,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
all three things seem to be blended together. So work's been involved here. So work's been either a bit lull, either you've lost your job, or you've not got a job, or you're not willing to get a job, okay, because of your emotions.
I lost my job. I got laid off.
So he's given me the love. And when he gives me this, okay, imagine in your mind, okay, all these words spinning around, blending together. Love, romance, relationship, work, home, they're all mingled one, okay? So it's all mixed up. So he's telling me that everything, all of these things are a mess, okay?
Uh-huh, not, yeah, not, that's true, yeah.
Okay? So can you see where I'm coming from now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Telling me that she needs, this is what he said, she needs to just get on with her life. What's happened is basically it's her permission. See it as a new lease of life. You know, that's, you know, he's passed. You need to move on. Just, does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, you know, he's actually quite a strong person, and he would be, if he was here today on the earth plane, he would be saying this to you, almost like he would be shaking you and saying, look, woman, just get on with it. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Not that, you know, he's not a violent person, but he, to really to put his point across, he would literally shake you to make you understand. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Six. What's six then? What? Six. He said six. Okay. He's giving me the number six. The number six. And I want to put this around your daughter, number six.
She's 26.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I didn't hear the two, but he's talking about six. Okay. You said six, didn't you? Okay. And I want to say also, 6th of July. 6th of July. I don't know why he's giving me that date. 6th of July. Don't know why. He's just giving it to me. Okay? So either it's something to come up on the 6th of July, or the 6th of July is important for him because he's saying it. It could be a memory for him. Okay? So 6th of July. Does this make sense?
No, the 4th of July make more sense.
Okay. Well, I'm only 2 days out. So, but he's giving me 6th of July. So will you put this on the calendar? Will you just write on your calendar, on 6th of day, remember this day, and just leave it there. If something happens on that day next year, you can go, actually, do you know what? That makes sense now. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? Because basically, he's just telling me for you to get on with your life. That's what the message is for you, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, we get there in the end. We just need to know who this person was, okay?
Alrighty, thank you.
Take his love from the spirit world, because obviously there is lots of love coming that way, okay?
Alrighty, thanks.
Okay, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, bless. You know, sometimes, you know, it's not me, it's not my interpretation. All I get was, and this is how it works, guys, okay? And Mike will say the same, and Grant will say the same. I know we all work differently, but we will get, okay, hello, I'm a man, right? We'll get that. I'm a man. Okay, thank you, you're a man. Okay, this is a silly way of looking at it, okay? And I'll say, okay, and can you tell me who you are? What side of the family do you stand? I stand on the father's side of the family, okay? So therefore, we know we've got a man on the father's side of the family. And then they say, I'm a father figure, or I am granddad. 9 times out of 10, they say I'm dad, or I'm grandfather, okay? And then we get these other situations where it could be like the last reading, where we might get, I'm father figure, I'm father, okay? And that's why we go, okay, I'm father, okay, father. But it's not until we dig a little bit deeper, okay, we give a bit more evidence about that person. Look, you know, he's tall, slender, blah, blah, that we realise in actually the scenario is a little bit different. And then it makes the rest of the meaning, okay, rest of the readings that I've said or the information that I've given a different light. It shines it in a different light and means something completely different. So it's not that I'm out of practice by all means, you know. I've been doing this for 25 years plus, okay. It's just that, you know, sometimes it's just the way that it's worded. Because if they say to me bananas, I'm going to give you bananas, okay. If they give me bananas and I tell you eat beans, where do we go from there? Because it doesn't make sense, okay. So bless her heart, okay? Obviously she's still holding on to that emotion, bless her. I'm going to send you lots of healing, sweetheart, okay? So we're going to go to our last caller, I think. Let's go to our last caller and see what happens. Hello? Mort calling Orson. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Okay, there must be a bad connection or something. I was just wanting to see what the future looked like for me and my kids.
Right.
Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay. I think I lost you there for a minute.
Oh, asking your name, sweetheart, and where you're from.
My name's Tara. And I'm calling from Ohio.
No, bye.
Are you there?
I am.
Okay, I can't hardly hear you.
If you're going to call in, okay, and I'm not being rude, okay. If you're going to call in and you want a reading, okay, please can you make sure that you've got no background noise, okay, because it interferes, because I can't hear you, you can't hear me, and obviously I'm linking to spirit, so I'm trying to respect both worlds here. I'm trying to respect the spirit world by giving them my utmost attention, and also to give you my utmost attention. But if we've got stuff going on in the background, like bells and so on, okay, it doesn't work, okay? And obviously we have a bad connection. I know people are phoning in on iPhones and iPads and stuff like that, but please, you've got to respect us as a reader as well, that, you know, we're doing a job here, which is, you know, from the bottom of our hearts, okay? Please just make sure there's no background noise. So we're going to go to another caller, okay? So let's see what happens. Hello, can we have another caller? Do we have another caller there?
Hello, yes?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. I respect your wishes. And I was hearing
right.
loud bells and everything, so...
right.
Hello.
Hi, can I take your name, sweetheart, and where you're from?
Yes, my name is Anna, and currently I'm from New York.
Anna?
Yes, Anna.
Anna, okay. And in New York, okay, bless you, sweetheart. And how can we help you this evening?
Well, I would like to have a message. I'm working very hard, and I've worked very hard on myself, and I'm very eager to get into the next step in my life, but I don't know what that will be, and I'm a little bit worried about, not worried, but I'm a little bit like, am I going to make enough living for myself, and am I, I'm kind of sad and lonely, and I don't know what to do with myself. I've worked very hard on myself, and I've gotten some part of myself back, but I don't know how to make, I haven't made a living yet, and I just wanted to see if that was going to work out, or I wanted to work out, I just don't know how.
Okay, sweetheart, okay, as you're talking, okay, I'm seeing lots of success with you, okay, so anything that you put your mind to will become, or it will be a success, okay, I'm getting a coming forward, and he's telling me this, and he's also telling me that really it's like a family trait. I feel grandfather with him. I feel that he would have been on father's side of the family with you, okay? And this gentleman would have had a beard on the earth plane, so but to me, yeah, he's talking to me about beards, and he would have been quite a long beard, okay? So I definitely feel a grandfather figure with him. You understand this?
Yeah, it could be my father's father or grandfather.
But if it's father's side of the family, then this would be your father's grandfather, okay?
Yes.
But he was very successful on his earthly life as well, okay? And he's also a bit that you're pretty much guided as to where you want to go as well. Do you understand this? You're pretty much guided. So it's like you get shown things, and you sort of take it on board and work with it. Does that make sense?
That's how, yes, that makes sense, and I'm getting chills. That makes big sense in my life. I've always gotten things, and I've just went with it. That's something I thought, and I went with it. That's exactly true.
Okay. Well, this is a great way of living, okay? It's like the Jim Carrey yes man feeling, okay? It's like if somebody asks you to do something, it's like, yes man, I'll do that, you know? But it's also not a bad thing, okay? There's just a little caution around this, because sometimes you get caught up in the ideas and you then sort of disbelieve or get discouraged with the fact that you're not sure if you can actually do this, okay? And that then puts out the wrong signals. This is what I'm being told, okay? And basically what I'm being told is that you should, if you get an idea, you should just follow it through. Go with it, okay? I do feel a lot of success with you, okay? Thank you very much. But I'm also being told about some hardship or around the heart area, okay? So I'm being told that actually I know we've all been through the scenario, but there is a scenario where that you're hurt in a past relationship. Does this make sense?
Yes, I have been. Yep.
Okay. Right, thank you. Now, and I'm also being told that it's been, a little bit of time since your last relationship. Does this make sense?
A little bit of time. Yes, it's been a bit of time. True.
Always, and I'll say to anybody, okay? We always have to have everything in place before things start to work for us, okay? So right. If we're doing a lot of work and we're trying to get something done, the relationship will sort of take its time to come in until it's the right time, okay? So it's not been the right time for a relationship for you. However, this is all change, okay? I do feel, thank you, I'm being told around the January, February area next year where the relationship starts to blossom for you, okay? Now, this could also mean a working relationship, so your work will start to blossom. I'm being told that you've been very hard on plans and stuff to get a business up and running or something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's yes.
Okay. Thank you. But I also, with the business, I also feel a lot of traveling with this. So you're having to travel around quite a lot with the idea and to sell the idea. Does this make sense?
Well, I've traveled a lot for doing workshops and stuff here and there, but I haven't, I don't know where I'm going to be living. That's the problem. Like, I don't know if I'll be moving back to Europe or if I'll be staying in New York. I feel like my life is up in the air.
Thank you. I do feel that, as I said, with your work, it is going to take you further afield. So there is traveling around this.
Okay.
And I'm also being told, actually, New York is probably just a stopping point to gather certain, and then you'll be moving on.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Sort of, you're a person that will, how do I say it? You help people do things, or you know, you start to help people do things, and then they take on that help, and then once that help's taken, you move on to the next. Does that make sense? So you sort
yeah.
of set things up, and then you sort of leave. Does that make sense?
It's more like they leave. It feels like I set things up, I work on them, and then they leave. And then sometimes I don't see them, sometimes I see them again, but it goes very fast.
Right, okay. But I do feel that around you, okay, that this is going to be, it's going to be part of your job, part of your life, where you will be, I would say, I do feel coming back to Europe. Okay, I even feel India with this as well. So India's going to come into play, Europe, thank you. Why am I also being told, I know you said doing workshops, but why am I also being told platform stuff as well? So you actually do mediumistic stuff. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I do. This comes automatically. The channeling comes automatically from their higher power.
Bless, good. So you need to be doing more of this, okay? And I feel you'll be doing smaller events rather than bigger events. So you'll be doing smaller stuff. But I do feel that there is a lot of traveling. But your love life starts to kick in as well early next year. But you need to have that Thank you. And I'm also just being told by this gentleman that you don't have enough trust in spirit at the moment as well. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm building my relationship. I just feel I just started more seriously. You know, when I do my work, I feel it, but not when I live my life. It's a different story.
He literally just said, it's because he doesn't have enough trust in us, okay? If you believe in spirit, okay, they will readily give you what you need, okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
That's it for you, okay? And by all means, okay, listen to the archives of Mike Spirit FM. But yes. Also, I would like to say to you, find me on Facebook, okay, or look at my website and find me through that, www.nick-humphreys.com, okay, and then maybe we can chat outside of the show and see what happens.
Okay, yes, okay. Sure, I'll find you on Facebook.
But I'm going to leave it there. Please take the love from spirit, okay, from your grandfather here, okay, very long bearded, yes. Chin. He's a lovely guy. I also feel, do you know, I had linked to him. I also feel actually he's one of your guides as well. That's what I feel about him.
Yeah, I think, he's telling me he's a more like my guide.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
I'm getting chills from that, yeah. He's very serious, like a very, like not serious, but like from, yeah, ancient times, a long time ago.
Definitely. Leave it there for you, okay?
All right.
Find me on Facebook.
Yeah. I just want to know what you think about this guy, Ben, in my building. Like, is there any hope or how
Ben.
Should I take things with him?
Okay. Okay. All I'm getting at the moment with Ben is like you're getting looks at each other. Does that make sense? It's like you're looking at each other.
Yeah, that's all there is. That's all there is, yeah.
Right, I'm getting thumbs up and I'm getting... Right, okay. I'm getting an invite, so maybe you should ask him for... I'm going to have to leave it there, sweetheart, okay?
Okay. But... Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. God bless you. Bye.
Well, guys, come to the end of my show, okay? Until next week, I'm going to really do some... I want to do more readings during my shows, okay? I know I blabber on quite a lot at the beginning, but, you know, it's important. So join me next week, okay? Find me on Facebook, find me on my website. Love to you all, and thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.